Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Anna Costella, a dentist, orthodontist, and author. So before, when you were an engineer and you had dentistry done, was that kind of the springboard to your new career?
It was. Having orthodontic treatment absolutely inspired me to go to dental school.
Wonderful.
It was such a great experience for me.
And what kind of dental work did you have to go through to get your beautiful smile?
The only thing I had to go through was I had to get my wisdom teeth removed before I started my my orthodontic treatment with traditional braces. And then I just had my braces. And I wore a lot of rubber bands because my bite was way off.
And so you would have been grinding if your bite was off?
I don't think I would have been grinding necessarily, because you having an incorrect bite doesn't lead to grinding your teeth.
Okay.
Grinding your teeth is actually multifactorial, and there's a lot of causes for it, the number one cause being tension and stress.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, just because you have a bad bite doesn't mean you will grind your teeth. But you can, if you have a bad bite, though, you can wear your teeth down prematurely, even if you don't grind, just by using your teeth, because they're not hitting the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the importance of them hitting really well as far as getting your food broken down properly into vitamins, minerals, amino acids?
It depends on how badly your bite is off, but there's patients. I just actually recently started treatment on a patient who only touches on his second molars.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He doesn't touch anywhere else. The rest of his teeth, he has an open bite. So this gentleman has a lot of trouble eating because he's only, out of his 28 teeth that he has left, he's only using 4.
Wow. And so you're going to manage to make them line up so that he can feel connection on both sides of his mouth?
That's correct, yes.
And then when you're an adult, how long would a process like that take?
It really depends on the severity of the bite, but of course there's also a lot of subtle factors, like even your bone, you know, how the type of bone that you have and whether you are compliant with the instructions that your orthodontist gives you. So it's very important, if you are undergoing orthodontic treatment, that you follow all instructions, especially oral hygiene instructions.
Yes. And do you ever have to build up bone or help the tissues before you can even go into that?
Yeah, there's some occasions where someone has to get a soft tissue graft, like a gingival graft, where they take a small piece of gum tissue from the roof of the mouth and put it over and they transfer it over to where you have recession and your root is exposed on a particular tooth. So sometimes you do, that's normally seen with adult treatment, but yes.
Mm-hmm. And now you're an orthodontist. Do you do a lot of referrals out to periodontists and such to get things in good shape now?
Yes, usually one of the things with adult orthodontic treatment is we have to assess the periodontal status of the patient. So if the patient has been going to their dentist regularly and they have healthy gums, then they can get started right away. But sometimes, as I mentioned before, the periodontal disease is so prevalent that sometimes if you identify that they may have periodontal disease, you have to refer them first and get the disease under control before they can safely undergo orthodontic treatment.
Do you ever have to say, actually, your habits aren't good enough, it's not worth it?
Your habits...
Your habits aren't good enough for your oral hygiene, or that your bone support isn't good enough, or is there always hope? Is there always a way to work with it?
Well, I think education is always the way to work around it. But to answer your question, you know, sometimes we do run into patients that don't have a good oral care at home. They're not brushing properly or not flossing regularly, and so they have inflammation of the gums. and maybe even bone loss. And so for those patients, we definitely would not start them with orthodontic treatment, but we always refer them to a dentist or a general dentist or a periodontist to get care and to get themselves healthy again. But we would never say it's not worth it, because it is worth it. If anything, it's worth it to keep their teeth.
Okay. So you don't see many people getting their teeth out and having complete upper and lower dentures anymore?
Well, I don't see it in my practice, because in my practice is limited to orthodontic treatment. So I pretty much just do treatment with braces and Invisalign or clear aligners. Mm-hmm. But I know I was actually a general dentist for 5 years before I became an orthodontist.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished my dental school, and I practiced for 5 years in Texas as a general dentist, doing fillings and crowns and dentures and things like that. And then later on, I became an orthodontist, and so now my practice is limited to just the orthodontics. But when I was a general dentist, I did see it, not as much as before, like, say, in the 50s, but mm-hmm. You still see patients with dentures all the time.
Yeah.
People that lose their teeth. Or they finally make it to the dentist when it's too late.
Mm-hmm. But the attitudes have changed a lot in the over a decade that you've been practicing. Have you seen a change in patient attitude?
Unfortunately, not enough.
Mm-hmm.
No, unfortunately, not enough. I think there's still a lot of, it's one of the reasons I decided to write my book. There's still a lot of lack of information about dental care and what it takes to have healthy teeth. And unfortunately, I think a lot of it is because of the fear of the dentist.
That's still one. After your patients have been to you a few times, are they still scared?
Well, nobody's really scared of the orthodontist. Orthodontic. Because we're not drilling on their teeth, right?
Right. It's a more fun place to go.
The braces, so, orthodontics practices are fun, and you know, we play music in our office, and everything is fun and all about getting that beautiful smile and going through that journey to get that beautiful smile. So there's really nothing scary at the office, and our patients are not scared of me. But when I was a general dentist, it was the opposite. I do remember a lot of patients being very nervous at the office.
How can we help our children have a good attitude towards dental health?
I think it has to start early on. It has to start at home, and it has to start with the parents, because children do everything that their parents do. So, but I think, you know, if they're seeing their parents eat unhealthy foods or drinking a lot of Gatorade or things like that, then they're going to have that same lackadaisical attitude about their teeth and their health. So it really does start at home.
And do you still agree with, you agree with fluoride toothpaste? Do you still agree with having the fluoride trays put on?
Yes.
Once every time you have your teeth super cleaned? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, to remineralize your enamel and strengthen it.
Mm-hmm. And has that changed? Has the formula on that changed over the years, or is it the same?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I'll have to. You know, I'm not really sure if it necessarily has changed over the years.
Okay, and with to keep a great smile and to keep brushing and flossing twice a day, good food. How important is it to be able to look up at people and grin? Like, if you have any kind of dental issues, are you more likely to look to the floor or not face people face to face?
Yes, I see it all the time. I see it all the time in my practice. I see it even outside of my practice. When people are self-conscious of their teeth and how they look, they don't smile. Mm-hmm. Or they smile with their lips closed or with their hand over their mouth. And when someone finally is confident in their smile, as you know, they start orthodontic treatment and get their teeth aligned and their bite into place, the change is really inspiring. Actually, it's really unbelievable that the people just become more open. They talk to you. They look at you. They start sharing their life with you. It's just amazing.
Changes the whole personality. Well, Anna, it's been really good to have you on our show today. Is there any way people can get your book, or do you have a web page that people can find information about dental health?
Yes, they can visit CastillaOrtho.com.
Okay. And is your book on Amazon, or where would you find your book?
My book, The Smile of Your Life, is on Amazon, and it's on BarnesandNoble.com as well.
The Smile of Your Life. Is it a big read? Does it take days and days?
Well, I don't think it would take more than a few days. It's probably about 130 pages.
Wonderful. Fairly in-depth. Okay, thank you for sharing all your information on dentistry today, orthodontics, and how to have a great smile and greet the world with a great smile. Thanks again.
Thank you, Kathy.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a happy and healthy day.